T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer, presented by Security Screen Masters for Windows and Doors on News Talk 840 KXNT.
There's a reason the president received a 59% positive reaction to the State of the Union speech from a CNN poll and a 76% approval from CBS. It was one of the best speeches he has given since assuming the office of president. He appealed to both sides of the aisle for a greater sense of cooperation and compromise for the common good. He asked for Congress to govern as one nation, not two political parties. The problem is that even those who are favorable to the president don't believe Congress will heed his call for bipartisanship. Now, when the president touted the number of women in the workplace, the women on the left side of the aisle, clad in suffragette white, jumped to their feet in a wave of cheers, high fives, and applause. Even the maestro of the left-wing orchestra, Nancy Pelosi, beckoned the entire contingent of Democrats to rise to their feet. Former Ronald Reagan speechwriter Peggy Noonan noted the sour look on many of the freshman lawmakers' faces. She tweeted, "And good-natured with the white jackets who I see some on Twitter are calling the straight jackets. AOC had a rare bad night, looking not spirited, warm, and original as usual, but sullen, teenaged, and at a loss." Ocasio-Cortez responded, "Why should I be spirited and warm for this embarrassment of a SOTU? Tonight was an unsettling night for our country." And before the president was even in the hallowed chambers, MSNBC's left-wing commentator Chuck Todd denounced the president's second State of the Union as shaping up as a night of absurdist theater. Yes, the president has offered the gauntlets of cooperation and common good, but many on the left will reject anything he has to offer unless it was in their plank from the beginning. In what was the longest State of the Union address since Bill Clinton gave his in 1995, the president upped a technique begun by Ronald Reagan during his State of the Union addresses by calling on various people seated in the audience. His guests included astronaut Buzz Aldrin, former inmate Alice Johnson, survivors of the Tree of Life synagogue mass shooting, and the family of a couple murdered by an illegal alien. In a couple of rather defiant moments that touted his conservative bona fides, the president demanded an end to laws permitting late-term abortions and declared, "Here in the United States, we are alarmed by new calls to adopt socialism in our country. Tonight, we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country." Self-declared socialist Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez both sat tight-lipped, as did various left-wing sympathizers. The speech was a victory lap for the president. It was a moment for him to remind the Democrats that while he has made and continues to make every effort to reach out across the aisle, he is the president and he is in charge. The next 2 years will be a challenge for the president, as he'll get a lot of resistance from Pelosi, Schumer, and gang. It won't be easy for him to maintain support from moderate Republicans while attempting to persuade moderate Democrats to support his efforts. But in his State of the Union, he seemed defiant that he will make every effort to guide the direction of the nation on a steady course while maintaining his commitment to conservative principles. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.